Lindsay, I'll just hand over to you for this one. These are your idols, your heroes, some of your favourite people. Well, it's true. To cut the bread with, Tash Sefton and Elle Ferguson.
Oh, they are. They're some of the original girls of the fashion and social media world. Their blog, They All Hate Us, they started about 9 years ago. Clocks up over 500,000 views every month. Likes. They've got over 1 million people following them on Instagram. And their clothing that they put on their online web store, it sells out, you know, about an hour of going live. So just a small thing. And if that wasn't enough, now they're stars of their own TV show, Style Squad, premiering tonight on Style on Foxtel. Tash Sefton, Elle Ferguson, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, girls. Hi. Besties, bloggers, businesswomen, fashion icons, and now TV hosts. How excited are you about this new show? Did you ever think you'd get here?
Well, it's actually hilarious. You forgot the best part, is that we're best friends. At the end of the day, best friends.
And so it's been really crazy to think that we're doing a TV show with each other. And I don't know, it's been incredible, but it's kind of a bit of a pinch moment, like a wow moment.
Oh, I bet. And so for those who aren't familiar, the girls met at Aussie label General Pants. And how you started your blog, They All Hate Us, was because you were sending too many pics and you crashed the server. That's right, hey?
Yeah. And our boss didn't like us, which is why it's called They All Hate Us.
I'm a General Pants man. I mean, you guys are best friends. If you hang around that often, though, you must have a bicker every now and then. Me and Lindsay, we don't, you know, we're a 7 out of 10 at the best of times. And, you know, things happen with us.
No, there's a 10 out of 10 every day.
Is it really?
Every day.
I think it's because we worked together for so many years and we worked, like, under the pump. So, I don't know, I think that was our test way back then, and then now it's, like, crazy.
Are you guys at that point where you can be really honest with each other, say one of you is wearing something that's deep down really hideous, She asks, do 100%. I look good in this? You can just say, babe, take that off, throw it in the bin. Yep.
No good. Yep.
100%.
And Tash, you're a mother to two young beautiful kids and a businesswoman. Obviously, a lot of our listeners are in that same boat. Is there a trick to looking fabulous when you're always so busy?
I've learnt tricks. So I do the school drop-off every morning and I can get ready in about 5 minutes, full hair and makeup and clothes. So I've got the makeup down pat. I kind of think about my outfit before I head out. And okay. I don't know. I just, once you do it once, you can't go back.
Pre-planning.
Oh, I think I look all right when I meet you after the school drop-off.
Yeah, you're on par.
Now's the time to say she doesn't, Elle. Let her know.
No, she's good. You know what? She knows what works and then she just grabs it. You know what I mean? That, and she also, like, her car is like a moving wardrobe. So
yeah, I have a few outfits.
Open the boot up and there's, like, enough clothes to clothe you for the week.
Yeah, no, I know where you're coming from, ladies. I've got a couple of button-up shirts in my boot that I always use after a big night out.
There you go.
Standard.
You do it too.
Lance, is there ever too early in the morning to wear makeup? We're in here at 3:30. Lance has got the full face on already.
I love you for that. Do you know what? You need the full glam.
Because, do you know what?
TV, so I've been in hair and makeup since 5 this morning. So.
But I just feel like you never know where the day's going to take you, and it might be okay for the couple of hours where Lakey just has to put up with me, but then, you know, we might get called out to do something and I just think, oh, God, it's just worth a quick slap of BB cream.
Oh, no, BB cream's the best thing ever. I've just discovered that.
Is now, that 3B? Is that the same thing?
No,
the
it's chafing, BB.
Okay. I have 3B. Every now and then I get chafing my breast, legs and buttocks. And that's always essential for me, ladies.
That's not the same thing at all. Okay. Now, girls, let's talk about the show. Obviously, makeover shows, they're not a new thing. But what makes Style Squad a bit different?
Well, can we just talk about how good a makeover show is? We all love a makeover show. We love when they do a makeover in a movie. And so Elle and I were so excited when they spoke to us about this concept, because it's just like our dream, really. But this show is a bit different because it's got a lot of heart in it, and basically it's not just about clothes. We're trying to find each person's spark.
No, I think that's the big thing. It was, we just had such an amazing journey with these, like, the stylies, and the big thing, like Tash said, is there's no nasty moments. It's all about kind of lifting each other up, and we just have some really good fun getting dressed with these guys. It's, and we We actually got to play dress up with a dude, which was really fun for Tash and I.
Sensational. Well, if you do a second season, Lakey's going to put his hand up for that because he definitely needs a bit of a makeover.
He doesn't.
Well, have you seen the website, ladies? If you're keen to stick around, I would like to just run a couple of fashion debacles by you on the other side of this song. Just a couple of debacles and what you do in those situations. Star 106.3 with Lakey and Lance chatting to Tash Sefton and Elle Ferguson from the Style Squad. Star 106.3 with Lakey and Lance. This morning we are joined by Tash Sefton and Elle Ferguson. Style Squad premiering tonight, 8:30 on Style on Foxtel.
Now, everyone needs to watch. It's
going
to be a good one.
I'm so excited, girls. I've seen a little preview of the first episode and everyone's in for a good treat.
Here's a fashion debacle. Tash and Elle, you're in the middle of a shopping centre and you spill a divine but very green Boost juice all down the front of your white tee.
That now, has happened to me.
Well, it happens to the best of us at the worst of times. Do you A, run into the next store, have a meltdown in the change room and Snapchat your bestie, see it as a sign from the universe and use it as an excuse to buy the new $300 top that you've been eyeing off, or rock it and order another juice a slight spill can't get between you and your daily kale?
I know. Number two. I was going to say number two. I'd pull the juice over me just to buy the top.
Oh, that's easy. Exactly what I would do. Something is a little bit wrong with us, but I like where your head's at. Okay, here's another fashion debacle for you, okay? It's a parallel universe and you have to commit one of these fashion faux pas for a whole week. Which one do you choose? A, Donald Trump's tan. B, a Kylie Minogue 80s style perm. Or C, Lady Gaga's meat dress. Ooh. That's a tough one.
I'd say the tan, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to tan.
Yeah, just it's always the orange. Good to be tanned.
I'd rather be orange than pale.
Okay. Oh, wow. These are like one my for the soul promos, sisters. Ladies.
All right. Final one. I'm just asking on behalf of a friend. This one goes nothing to do with me. You often get criticised for your long hair. That's what he gets. And his beard, it always has food in it. And he's been called a homeless pirate. I feel very sorry for the boy.
I think this is Lakey. He's
single and looking for love with Sunrise host Samantha Armitage. Is there some hope, not much hope, or no hope?
Some hope. There's heaps of hope because it's actually about what's your heart and how much you put out there.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that friend.
Lakey's
that I will
friend
say.
Will be happy to hear that. Girls, it was such a pleasure talking to you this morning. Style Squad, it is premiering tonight, 8:30 on Style on Foxtel. Tash Sefton, Elle Ferguson, love you girls. Girls after my own heart. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks so much.
And good luck with the show.
Thank you. Bye.